being able to detect any abnormal changes and know when to seek help, what to look out for. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and today we're joined by Kobe Pearson, who's in health promotion at Breastscreen WA. Welcome to Fitter Happier.
Hello, Georgia. Thank you for having me.
So let's start off by talking about breast cancer, obviously, what we're here to talk about today, but how common it is.
Yeah, it's really common in Australia. So it's about, women in Australia have a 1 in 8 chance of developing breast cancer over their lifetime. So it is the most common life-threatening cancer in Australian women.
So 1 in 8, that's actually, I didn't realise it would be that high.
Yeah, it's really high. However, with the different, with self-checking and screening, the new screening methods we have, or with mammography, so I work for Breastscreen WA, so we do screening mammograms, early detection can really help with better outcomes for breast cancer. So even though a lot of women are being diagnosed with breast cancer, less women are actually dying from it.
And that's because we're getting onto it earlier.
That's right. So early detection is the best protection, if you like.
So I mean, hopefully, I mean, it's sad to say, but probably a lot of people out there have been somehow affected by breast cancer, if it's with family or friends or that kind of stuff. But what are the main risk factors associated with breast cancer?
Yeah, so the two main risk factors you cannot actually help is basically being a woman and ageing. So about 75% of breast cancers are actually in women over 50, and less than 6% are actually in women under 40, but obviously it's important for women of all ages to be breast aware because it can happen. Men can actually get breast cancer too, but it is incredibly, incredibly rare. Less than 1% of breast cancers are in men, but it is important for everyone to be aware of bodily changes and to see their GP if they notice any changes in their body.
I was going to ask about that as far as men getting breast cancer. So it's not very common, but it is still possible.
It is definitely possible. So as we say, for women as well, if men notice any changes in, or anywhere in their body actually, they should see their doctor about that, not to be embarrassed to go and see a doctor about anything that they're concerned about.
So unfortunately for women, as you said, it's that's number one.
Yeah, being a woman and ageing. And also another one is alcohol consumption.
Okay.
So there has been a proven link with alcohol and breast cancer. Also, having a strong family history can put you more likely to get it. And also a previous diagnosis of breast cancer is a high risk factor as well.
And so obviously you can't change being a woman or ageing, but is there any other ways that we can help to prevent it?
Yes, so there's nothing really that you can do to prevent breast cancer, but as I said before, detecting it early is key, but also just maintaining a healthy lifestyle. So, and some other risk factors are actually obesity, particularly after menopause. So we do encourage people to eat healthy and maintain a healthy weight, particularly after menopause, and then obviously reducing alcohol consumption is also a good thing to do. There's a few other things that that can increase the risk of of having breast cancer. It's, again, can't really change many of these things. It's starting menstruation at a relatively early age, which is considered before the age of 12, or having menopause at a late age, which is deemed after 55. Not having children or having a child after the age of 30, and a good one for breastfeeding is the more months spent breastfeeding actually reduces your breast cancer risk. So
okay.
It is good to be breastfeeding. And that's the main
risk. So breastfeeding, but I mean, obviously not everyone can breastfeed or have children or anything like that, but it's good to know that there's a few other things in there that's going to help people.
Yeah, definitely.
What's really interesting that I thought you said there is menstruating, so obviously getting your period early.
Yeah, it puts you at a high risk, and then stopping menstruation late. So the longer you are,
yeah, right. Yeah. I wonder that's got to be to do with the hormones.
Yes, yeah, that's correct.
Damn, female sometimes.
So the things for younger women, as I said before, having a screening mammogram is definitely the best way to detect breast cancer, early stage breast cancer. But Breastscreen WA only screens women from the age of 40. So for younger women, there's a couple of reasons. Do you want me to talk about the reasons?
Yeah.
So the reasons that we don't screen women under 40 is that incidence of breast cancer is obviously less, so there's less than 6% of breast cancers. But also younger women tend to have dense breast tissue. Now, dense breast tissue shows up white on the mammogram, and so does breast cancer. So it's actually very difficult to detect breast cancer in younger breasts, if you like, with dense breast tissue. So it's not the best method for screening for that age. As you age, your breasts become less dense, and then mammograms become the best way to detect early breast cancer. But the test is not as sensitive in dense breast tissue.
So excuse my ignorance, but does dense, does that mean that obviously as we get older they start to say?
You can't tell breast density from actual feel.
Okay.
So it's something that can only be diagnosed on a mammogram, but it tends to lessen as you age. That is definitely the case. But for younger women, we do the whole breast awareness message. So I think a lot of people get a bit confused by what is actually being breast aware. And it's basically, it's the very simple way of looking at it is getting to know what your breasts normally feel like, so you're more inclined to notice of a change. We get people ask us like, well, how do I do it? I'm doing it wrong. And then that might make them not want to check their breasts. So really it's just back to basics. You just look, get to know the normal look and feel of your breasts. And then so you're looking for changes. If there was a change, then we'd say, go and see your GP. So the changes that, that we'd be saying that a reason to go and see GP is if you notice any lump or lumpiness or breast thickening in your breasts, the changes in the skin of your breasts, so like dimpling, puckering, redness, changes in the nipple, so inversion or new nipple discharge or itchy nipples, change in shape of nipples, and any new persistent pain. So obviously over our cycle, our breasts can change and have like might swell a bit or be a bit more sensitive to touch. That's all completely normal. So if you check in your breasts, we say check the same time every month, so you get to know what that particular time of the month is normal for you. And then if you notice any of these changes, we say to see a GP.
You're on RTRFM right now. We're talking about Breast Cancer Awareness Month here on Fitter Happier with Kobe Pearson. And that's really interesting, Kobe, that you say maybe, like, you know, pop it in your calendar on Monday
the first of every month.
First of every month. It's Check Your Boobs Day.
Yeah, that sounds good. let's make a hashtag.
Yeah.
But we do say, like, it's the look and the feel. So if you maybe do it, we say, like, in the bathroom, because normally in a bathroom you've got good lighting, good mirror, you're generally getting naked.
Yeah.
So you look at the whole look of your boobs as well, and then plus the feeling. And it's basically checking right from your armpit to under your bra level up to your collarbone. So that's all of breast tissue.
Right, that's quite a large area.
Yeah, so it's basically, that's deemed the breast tissue is from
under. So right up to your collarbone.
So collarbone to underarm to under bra line to like sternum area.
Yeah, right. That's one thing I've always wondered about breast cancer is women with breast implants. How is it harder for women with breast implants to check, or are they more susceptible to it? Or?
No, they're not. It's not seen as being more susceptible. At BreastScreen, we do screen women with implants. We just need to know beforehand that you have implants, so we actually allot a longer screening time. So in a normal mammogram, you have 2 x-rays done of each breast from top to bottom, side to side, and with someone with implants, we actually do double the amount of x-rays going around the implant.
Okay. So many questions. And what about women with, like, really large breasts as well? Is it the same?
Yeah, it's the same technique for large and small breasts. So our radiographers, we have all female radiographers. They are very experienced at assisting women to get into the machine, into the position. So basically it's, they can do all breasts basically. It doesn't matter any size.
Well, they're welcome. So there's something else that I wanted to talk about. There's obviously a few myths out there about breast cancer. Things like deodorant, spray deodorant causing it, bras being too tight or too loose, not wearing a bra too much.
Yeah.
Is that true?
No, there's no evidence to support any of those myths. So you can feel safe wearing any bra and having deodorant on. That's all fine.
That is actually, because it's crazy what goes out there. So it's good to get the truth, you know.
Yeah.
Like I once read that, if you spray deodorant or will, you know, increase your chances by 60% or something like that.
There's no evidence to support that, no.
So it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If we want people, you know, get out there to feel their boobs and start to have a look at it, I guess it's something that your partner could help out with as well. Is
oh,
that
that's
true?
Right. Sometimes a partner may be more familiar with your breasts than you are yourself.
Yeah.
But but we do encourage like self awareness with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that would be the message that I'd like to get out to people is to check your breasts. And then also, if anyone knows any women over the age of 40, they're eligible to have a free mammogram with BreastScreen WA. So the whole service is completely free and you don't need a GP referral. You can just ring up or online. We've got booking online now, which any woman in WA over the age of 40 can book online. You just got to go onto our BreastScreen WA website.
And what's is that?
So it's the breastscreen.health.wa.gov.au. But if you Google BreastScreen WA, it'll come up. First one. Yep.
And it's a really important month for people, as we've been talking about all morning, to get awareness, get familiar with your boobs, and do it. Like, what have you got to lose?
That's right.
Thank you so much for being on Fitter Happier with us this morning, Kobe.
Thank you for having me.
This has been an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is an independent community radio station that relies on the public for financial support. You can subscribe online at rtrfm.com.au/subscribe.